Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Honeys, hello and welcome to Natch Butte. Please get ready to be inspired by Emily Culp. She is a force and I enjoyed getting to know her very much and you're going to enjoy as well. Two things. One, I just wanted to say if this is your first episode of Natch Butte, perhaps you're a CoverFX fan or you're an executive at CoverFX, hello. I do a cover song at the beginning of every episode, and you're about to hear an Incubus cover, and I didn't want you to hear that and think, what the hell am I listening to? I thought this was a beauty interview. It is. Just roll with it, hun, and have a good time. And two, I'm going to be honest with y'all. The audio is not the greatest on this episode. It is 100% my fault. It's a little glitchy and just not the best. It's not bad by any means, but it's certainly not crisp. So with that being said, enjoy it, honey. You're going to love it. Emily is so inspiring, honestly, that it makes me want to join the corporate beauty world. And you're going to hear all about her journey, her mission, CoverFX, and what's going on there. It's a great app. I love it, baby. I love it.
A decade ago, I never thought I would be at 33 on the verge of spontaneous combustion over creams. But I guess that it comes with a territory, an ominous podcast of never-ending rants on sunscreen. I need you to hear, I need you to see all that I can. Take and use code NATCH, it seems like a definite possibility to me.
Welcome to Natch Butte. Welcome to 2021 and welcome to Natch Butte, the beauty podcast where we really get to the bottom of everything. We want to know what's hot, what's not. We want to know what's good, what's bad. We want to talk to women that are slaying it in the beauty space. We want to know what's going on. We want to hear the conversations that are happening at the tables that we're not at. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing today. But before I introduce my guest, I must say that I am your host, Jackie J, the beauty talk shock jock, your queen of creams, the host with the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky Southern aunt. Welcome to Natch Butte. If it's your first episode, hello, welcome. Stay a while. If it's not your first episode, thank you for coming back. Like I was saying, honey, rarely do we get to speak to people at the head of the table of these beauty brands. Most of the time they're men, which is interesting. And men aren't invited on Natch Butte very often. So I'm excited because if you've listened to Natch Butte at all, you know that I talk about CoverFX pretty often. It is a global leader in vegan and cruelty-free beauty. When I discovered the custom enhancer drops a couple years ago, I was like, these are the best things I've ever found. I would put it in everything. I'd put them in my foundation. I put them on my cheeks. They're a credible product. I remember when Jonathan Van Ness was on, he was telling us about the CoverFX skin correcting stick that he's obsessed with. It's an amazing brand. And I've always wanted to talk to somebody that knows what's going on there. And that is what we are going to be doing today because I have today, honey. Today, I have the CEO of CoverFX on Natch Butte. She is a redhead, which is exciting to me as somebody who's been coloring their hair red for how many years now? 27? 4 years? It's been a while, I'm not going to lie, but we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about her business acumen, her company, all of the things she's going to share with us. Please welcome Emily Culp. Hello, Emily. Welcome to Natch Butte.
Well, thank you, Jackie, for having me. I am thrilled to be here. And I have to say, I love that you love redheads as well. We're a special little breed.
Yes, I identify as a redhead, even though, like I said, when I was 13, I said to my mother, hey, I need red hair. And luckily, she approved. And so I started coloring my hair red. And you can't really tell, but I just went a little deeper. You can't tell in this light, but it's an auburn.
No, this is the tricky part of Zoom, trying to do everything there. But it does look lovely. I won't lie.
Yeah, I love a red moment. And so I just wish I was there to stroke your beautiful hair and tell you that I want to cut it off. But we're not going to go there, Emily. Welcome to Natribute. My first question for every guest on Natribute is, what type of skin do you have?
Well, this is part and parcel with being a redhead. Mm-hmm. I have to say I have super sensitive skin and it's usually pretty dry as a result. So I am that person who's constantly thinking about moisturization and keeping my skin barrier healthy.
Yes. Very important to the gingers.
Yes.
Do you remember, Emily, the first beauty product you ever bought or used?
Oh, absolutely. Because it was a big deal. It was Clinique Three-Step.
Yep.
And I remember to the day going into the department store and, you know, having that, quote, Clinique computer, which was actually a little sliding abacus, and figuring out which skin type and thinking the whole thing was like magical. It felt very customized and grown up.
Did they put the tape on your hand?
Oh, yes, they did.
Yeah,
but I was so far off the charts where, like, you burn easily. I was like, I've been burned, you know, all the time.
You're like, the fluorescent lighting in this mall is burning my skin, actually.
Correct. So it was not hard to figure out which of the three steps. But yes, it was a magical moment.
I'm telling you, that Clinique, they had a real monopoly on the market. I guess it was word of mouth. And at my middle school, if you had Clinique, you were cool. And if you didn't, you weren't. And it was like, I have to get Clinique. I have to get the dramatically different moisturizer.
It's a great brand. I will say I'm biased. I was fortunate enough to work on the brand for almost 4 years. And I love it still to this day.
Did you get any free gift with purchase bags?
GWPs. Indeed, I did. And the woman who oversaw that had phenomenal taste. And I still have some of them. Oh, I know I shouldn't use them, but I do.
I was just talking to another guest about how I want to be buried like a pharaoh someday in a tomb with all my Clinique bags.
I think it would be a wonderful way to go. It
I miss
very
them.
Colorful.
Miss them. I hope they're somewhere in storage in my dad's basement or something, like, because I had this bumblebee one, and I bet I could find them on eBay or something. I mean, it was the coolest
one. I actually have that. Yes.
Yeah.
And I saved it and gave it to my daughter, and she puts sunglasses in it, little tiny sunglasses.
The round one?
Indeed. I know exactly.
Oh my
what
God.
You're
Emily,
yeah, no,
you're
it's
killing
epic.
Me.
It's a collectible. I want to be
Why
serious.
The hell? I'm telling you, you know, you're good. My mom, I'm mad at my mother. I need to talk about this in therapy.
You need to work through this, my
why
friend.
Why didn't
it's gonna
she
be
say,
fine.
Why didn't she say, Jackie, don't get rid of anything. Don't get rid of your clothes. Don't get rid of your Doc Martens.
Your They'll mom would have nowhere when you're in your to 30s. Live. I understand, but I need to defend your mom because we do have a rotational system at my house as well.
Yes.
And things rotate out and there are tears, but it creates grit.
Yes.
How about that?
I agree. You know what? And it's good to not have material possessions, you know, fixated in your mind. It's smart to just live a life of freedom and ease.
Indeed.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm still mad at her and I'm still going to bring it up to my therapist, but we'll move on.
Emily,
what is your favorite thing about yourself?
Great question. I guess for me, it would be my optimism.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Glass half full, baby.
I think it's important in life, not only in work, but with friends and family, because there's always going to be twists and turns. And I find that it's a good guiding principle, at least for me.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
We need more half fullers out there.
I think so, but.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to talk to you about Clinique gift with purchases, but we're not. We're actually going to move on.
I understand. We're moving on.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we need to talk about, like I said, the CEO of CoverFX. What a cool, I'm telling you, when you go to your high school reunion, that's what I call a high school reunion job. Where you walk in and you're like, oh yeah, I'm the CEO, baby. You know, it's pretty cool. But when you were little, what did you want to be when you grew up? Did you always have like ambitions to become a CEO? Did you always think you would end up in the beauty space? What were sort of the initial instincts there?
You know, I did not have any plans of being a CEO, and being quite candid, I didn't know that women could be CEOs. Growing up, it's not as though you saw, think about the coverage for Fortune 500 companies. You saw men. Yeah. You didn't see any women. I mean, I really, maybe growing up, there might've been one, but I don't recall seeing any imagery. So that was not something I was striving for as a little kid. What I did want to be was an architect or an artist. So I paint, do drawing, I'm like super creative in that regards. So to me, architecture was a combination of math, which I love, sort of the quant side meets art. So that's sort of what I thought I would be.
What did you study in school?
Has no bearing on any of what I just said.
Yeah.
I was a psych major with a dual art minor, art history and studio art. So I used to do shows.
Wow. I mean, yeah. I feel like this whole episode could just be you explaining how you went from that to a CEO of a huge global makeup brand.
Well, you know what? What I started out career-wise real fast was I started in digital in the 90s because mm-hmm. I was drawn to it being super entrepreneurial. And that was what helped me create a unique path forward.
Wow. I'm telling you, that's another kind of hindsight thing. I remember reading an article about the guy. A guy went on and just bought a bunch of URLs at the beginning. Like he bought like Subway.com, Pepsi.com, and then he sold them for millions.
Yes. I mean, I will say I did have my mistake at like 23, 24 when Amazon called and asked me if I wanted to like oversee a portion of something in Amazon. And I said, no, thank you. I think Barnes and Nobles and Borders. Yep. Really have that monopoly squared away. So there are moments, like even that's how nascent it was. But
it
you know what?
It did sound silly. I mean, can you imagine explaining to people back in the day, like, oh, you can order anything you want and it'll show up at your door.
Like your textbooks. Correct.
Oh, yeah.
This was not going to happen. So you know what? With anything new, there's going to be amazing wins and those moments where you're like, huh, that would have been a good choice.
Oh,
but you keep moving forward.
Wow. What? You've had all these twists and turns. Like for people who don't know, you've worked in fashion. You worked for Keds, right?
I did. I was fortunate. I love that brand.
So you've done shoes, you've done fashion, and now you're in this beauty world. Through it all, have there been any kind of golden rules of business that you've carried through or that you've learned?
I would say it's a combination of both. I mean, with each opportunity to work with new teams or new industries, you learn, or mm-hmm. I believe you learn and grow. What's been consistent for me is there are a few principles. One is I believe deeply in always giving your best. You know, just that to me, drive, determination around that. I also believe very strongly that there are always options. You just need to be creative, regardless of whether it's a major operational challenge. We've had plenty this year with COVID and other things, but that's where you have to be creative because there's always going to be options. It comes down to how much money, how much time, how much in terms of your team is involved, but there are options. Three, integrity can't be coached. That is one I have learned as I've progressed in the world. And it's a critical skill. I will take integrity over many other things because it's really a guiding principle, I think, for everyone. The other one you alluded to, the golden rule, I do deeply believe in that. You know, mm-hmm. if you try to treat people whether it's how you want to be treated or how you can understand they want to be treated, but either way, it's around empathy. And I think that's critical. The last two pieces, this has been constant, is just be insanely curious. I love learning. I like right now, I am the past week and a half, 2 weeks, I've been voraciously reading around the microbiome as it pertains in the office space to your skin interactions, all of that. I think you can always learn. And as a result, hopefully drive innovation. And then, you know, finally, try to actively listen. that's one I will perpetually work on as a human. Because if you actively listen, again, it goes back to, you can learn from every single person you meet.
That was beautiful. I'm so inspired.
Oh, well, thanks.
What percentage of people, this is a dark question.
Okay.
Being a person in the business world, you know, working your way up to a CEO level, what percentage of people would you say have integrity?
I don't know that I can fully assign that.
Would you say half and half? Would you say 70-30? I'm curious.
Well, this goes
in
back
Hollywood,
to my
it's certainly
optimism.
The minority, I would say.
Yeah, this goes back to my optimism. I like to say it's majority.
Yes.
I really do. And I think if people are treated appropriately and feel as though, you know, they're working in a reasonable environment, I think they will behave. I think in general, people are good by nature.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with the 80-20 rule. How about
that? That's beautiful. I'm happy you said that. I like to hear that. And I like to ask, you know, brand founders and higher ups, because I feel like as consumers, it's so mysterious, you know, what's going on. And we really, we have such an intimacy with our brand choices now, because there's so many choices out there. So I find that really interesting. I would love to know, Emily, what's your favorite thing about the beauty industry? And then maybe, I hate to do this because I know you're an optimist, but what if there is something that bums you out, what would it be?
Oh, no, I'll answer both parts. In terms of my favorite thing, I love beauty because innovation is constant. And I think that's exciting. Like, for example, at CoverFX, we've been innovating for over 20 years. You think about it, putting amazing, good for you ingredients in makeup before that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. Y'all were clean. Y'all were inclusive before that was a thing.
Yes. Like, and yeah. Vegan, all of that. So I think innovation is amazing. That's one of my favorite parts about beauty and being able to create a happy customer. Like, that brings me total joy. I will say what bums me out is I do believe there still is a pretty uniform image of what is beautiful, whether it's perfect skin to ethnicity, and I'm really hoping, or to age and even disability. I'm really hoping as things continue to evolve and we have more conversations, you know, within our country and globally, that can shift.
That was awesome. One more question about this.
Sure.
We kind of talked about this a little bit earlier, but what are there? I didn't know this until, you know, maybe a year or so into doing Natribute. I didn't realize how many men were at the heads of tables of makeup companies. I mean, I was like,
majority.
What?
So it's the majority.
So Emily, how come? Why are there so many damn men running all these companies and making all these decisions for the vast majority of women? Consumers. I was like, what the hell, man? How did that happen?
You know, I think some of it becomes opportunity, mm-hmm. you know, and networking and different things like that. I do feel very fortunate. CoverFX works, you know, we have a number of different investors. I have a number of different CEO friends who are women.
Yeah.
And so I think the tide is changing, but I believe deeply though, you want to go for the most qualified person. It's just whether it's male or female and everybody has an equal shot.
Yeah.
So I think some things are changing, which I think is positive, but I also go back to like whoever's most qualified.
Yeah. Hey, I'll take it. Cause you started out, what was your first job at CoverFX? And you kind of worked your way up, which is exciting.
I started as president.
Oh, okay. I don't even know the difference.
It's okay. It's fine.
I've never been a part of a corporate cog, Emily. I'm an artist, you know?
But that's good. That's totally good.
I'm self-employed, baby.
That's where you can live anywhere you want, which is amazing.
That's really cool. How long did it take you to dominate and get your CEO title?
You know, I don't think about it as domination. Fortunate enough to be part of an amazing company. You know, it was a few months and a few changes within the company. But as I said, just feel very fortunate. I love what this company stands for. And I feel so proud of our products.
Yes.
So,
we are going to talk a lot about the products. I have a couple more questions first.
Sure.
I know you You've done a lot of marketing in your background.
I have. Yes.
What is something that you learned in your years of marketing that shocked you at the time?
I would say early on in my career, I had the perception that when you were working at a brand, and this was pretty early on in my career, that when there could be a killer product or like a hit, mega hit cult-like product, that this was like magic, that it just happened.
Yeah.
And what I started to see as I progressed in my career and had the opportunity to work across different industries is, you astutely pointed out, whether it's been fashion, like ready to wear, to footwear, to beauty, it's actually not magic. It's having, of course, a great product, but it is a tremendous amount of work for the marketing team as well from an omnichannel perspective. When you think about it, that product is being seeded to influencers. It's, you might have a celebrity endorsement, you might not. It's on a homepage, it's in social media. It's actually very coordinated. And that's what really drives it at the end of the day. And of course, consumers have to love it and it has to perform, but it's not total magic.
It's a symphony and there's a conductor conducting everything. Yeah. How interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
You always just think, I think a lot of times we think we discovered something.
Correct. But that's the empowering feeling. And there is some element of that, that you did discover it because it's thousands to millions of consumers discovering it.
Right.
But you need to create that moment where you can actually discover it. You have a glimmer of awareness around it.
Yes. Very, very cool. I'm wondering, what is the day-to-day like? And I guess COVID aside, back in the day, I would imagine you'd put on a chic and tailor suit and you'd go up the elevator and the doors would open and you'd have your latte and your briefcase. Don't ruin my fantasy, Emily, but just
sure. We can live in that perfect world. Yes.
What's the day-to-day kind of operations for a CEO, and specifically you, a CEO of CoverFX? Sort of like, what do you do, I guess?
That's a fair question. And both my kids ask me this a lot.
Yeah.
First and foremost, what I love about my job so much is every single day is different. And I sincerely mean that. There is no opportunity to be bored. You are always learning and engaged. You know, a typical day, I might oscillate between product innovation, you know, playing with their products, trying different formulas, testing them out, to thinking about ways to drive brand heat, to resolving operational challenges. Those are quite real, you know, especially in COVID, there were plenty of those. To focusing on our financial key performance indicators. This is a business, so it's thinking about the choices we're making. And then the part that I think is most important above all of those things is ensuring I remove the obstacles so my team can win. It's really making sure that my team has what they need to move forward and deliver with excellence so we have happy consumers.
Fertile conditions.
Indeed. Yes.
That's
kind of like a day.
I kind of want to work for CoverFX now.
It's a great company.
Sounds awesome,
but
honestly.
I am biased.
Yeah. Okay. That was so enlightening. Now that we are in the world of CoverFX, let's just keep swimming in this pool.
Indeed.
I would love to know up top, what are some of your favorite products and maybe even your favorite CoverFX product, if you have one? I know you love all your babies equally.
I was going to say, you're making me pick a child. Nobody wins. Okay.
I mean, I should go ahead and open.
No, I can pick one right now and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
And if you ask me 2 months from now, it might change depending on the season and everything. I love our Luminous Tinted Moisturizer. And the reason I love it, it's the perfect hybrid of skincare and a tint of color. So we listen to our consumers, talk about listening to your consumers who were vocalizing during COVID and everything, where it's like, I need something different. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't want full coverage. I also, like we all feel it, even during COVID, somehow we have less time. We're just working more.
Yes.
So they wanted a hybrid experience. So we created a formula that has pre and probiotics, which is something I deeply believe in, going back to the whole microbiome. Yes. And so this has pre and probiotics in it. and it gives you just a little bit of coverage, and it's beautiful and it's super easy. And we also developed it. So my other favorite product, if I can have a second, to be compatible with our custom application brush, which is this patented brush that has three little wells. So you can squeeze your Luminous Tinted Moisturizer in there. You can, I know, isn't she beautiful?
I have it. I'm holding it for those of you who can't see.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. We're going to talk about this brush in a minute.
Oh, indeed. But that's where I'm saying you squeeze your Luminous Tinted Moisturizer in one well. You put your Super Antioxidant in the other and then pick your primer. And in 2 nanoseconds, you're sweeping this across your face and you're good to go.
Yeah. Maybe we should just go ahead and talk about this because...
You go.
So the custom application brush, I saw this on Instagram. I saw a skincare girl do it. And I was like, why the fuck? Excuse my French.
It's okay.
Nobody thought of this. Because it's truly.
I can't answer that. Yeah.
It's such a good idea. It's for people who can't see it. Like Emily was just discussing, it's a makeup brush. It's a beautiful brush. It feels really nice in the hand. It's hearty.
Thank you. Substantive.
The actual brush has three wells in it, and you'd think, oh, it'll just absorb into the brush, but it has little rubber or silicone?
Oh, silicone. Thank you.
Silicone, yes, sweetie.
It's patented. Yes, that's correct. She's a beautiful
lady. Oh, so nobody can
rip
this off.
No, not right now. No.
We love. And so the product just sits in these little wells, and then you buff your face and it all blends together once again, like a symphony. I got this because I was like, there's no way that works as well as that girl saw on Instagram. And it does.
It does. And what we also love about it too, that's something near and dear to like our values, as we talked about, like vegan and cruelty free. Mm-hmm. We also do care about like the consumer experience, of course, but also environmental. Like you're getting the perfect dosage here. So you're not wasting product.
You're not overusing product.
Correct. We want you to have a good experience. So yes, thank you. We do love, she's a pretty lady is what I say.
When you were developing this product, I'm assuming you personally were behind some of the choices.
Oh yeah. I mean, to me, the whole reason we developed the product was listening to our consumer who was saying, I want to do more customization. I want to use these CED drops or custom enhancer drops, but I don't know how much.
Yeah.
And I don't know when to put them on.
Because you can overdo it and really have like a tin man moment.
You can look not your best. We'll say that. Uh-huh. And so we got these questions a ton. Like when you say how many drops? And I was like, oh my gosh, we need to give people this brush and come up with recipes. So that's what we did to help them on their customization. And then another part that I get excited about is our consumers are super creative. So we came up with some ideas and then they're feeding back to us like, oh, if you want to get this dewy look, why don't you try this?
Right.
So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, I've been playing around with it. I've had this since I would like to think, when did this come out?
Ooh, good question. I think it came out in August.
Okay. I think I got it right when it came out then.
Yes, you probably did.
Because I saw it on Instagram, because I think I was still in Delaware when I got this, as we were discussing off mic. I was in Delaware all summer. So what I'm saying is I'm a tastemaker. I'm on the pulse of everything cool that's happening, and I'm really cool.
I love it. And what you're in the know.
Yeah, I'm good. I do my best. I also, I have here my Power Play concealer.
Oh, that's
and it
one
is
of my favorite
literally
products, you know.
The best.
It is. My travel tip on that one is I just travel with that and then I put a little moisturizer with it and use it as a full foundation.
Yeah, that's it doesn't play around. And also, oh, the shade range, honey.
Yes, we've been doing the shade range thing we've been doing for decades.
Yes. Oh, maybe we should get to okay, let's talk about animal testing first. So,
yes.
NatchBew is a cruelty-free podcast. I think I would like to say I'm the only cruelty-free podcast on the beauty charts. Maybe there's others, but as far as I know. So I only tell my audience to purchase cruelty-free products. It's really important to me. And obviously that is one of the biggest reasons that I support and love Cover FX, because so many of the brands, the big brands in the space, they sell in China, you know, but Cover FX has refused. And I know from listening to other shows, that's a huge decrease in sales money profit.
Yes. So I do want to, like, on that note.
Yeah.
We care about all living things, people and animals.
Yes.
So I do want to say, though, we do sell online in China.
Yes, and that's a workaround.
It is, in the sense that that is a choice, a financial choice. Yeah. If we were open to selling online and in-store, anytime you sell in-store in China, your products are subjected to animal testing. Yes. And that is something we are not open to doing. So we do sell online, but we do not sell offline in any capacity.
Yes. Very cool.
Thank you.
And I think you sort of just answered this, but why is that important to the brand?
Our brand was founded like 20 years ago. And the story, I think, is amazing. It was women who were really thinking about, you know, consumers who have some of the most severe skin concerns. They were meeting with them in different hospitals, et cetera. And they were thinking about, how do you make the safest type of ingredients and choices to make these people feel their best, however they define that. And what's really interesting is, it being born out of this Toronto hospital, there was a global population of people coming through it. So the company was doing 40 shades. Each one originally was actually matched back to a consumer.
Wow.
Actually had a name.
Wow.
And so how 40 shades were selected is, that truly was 100% universal of all different skin types, skin tones, et cetera. And that's, to me, goes back to what the brand tenets are around inclusivity, and really about being values driven and caring about, as we said, people, but also animals.
You just answered my two questions at the same time, because I asked about the importance of animal testing, and then I have the initial mission of the brand to have shade inclusion, which, again, just to bring up, this conversation really got heated a couple years ago. And I kept saying to people, CoverFX has had 40 shades of foundation this whole time.
Yeah. You know, I'm just thrilled, A, that we were doing it early on and for the right reasons for our consumers. I do think it's great that the industry is starting to become more inclusive as well.
Yes.
So I think that's great as well.
But also those undertones, I'm telling you, because I'm a neutral, honey. I am an in. I believe I'm 32 in.
I'm a P. I'm sure you're shocked. Yes. Yeah. So there's pink, neutral, and then golden.
Yeah.
So it's not only, as you just astutely pointed out, like, we really try and find the right match. There is a match for you within our brand.
Yeah.
I went to
an event, a CoverFX event in 17 in LA, and they matched me. I had a professional match me.
Yes. So. And that is a magical moment. And that's what we're trying to do during COVID, through a lot of different technology, so we can provide that service too.
We're going to get to that, Emily.
Okay. Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're whizzing through all these questions. Let's talk about the foundation system.
Sure.
A little more in depth, because you had said customization. But CoverFX has several different products where you can absolutely customize the exact mix of how you like it. If you like it a little sheer, if you like it a little, mica, if you like a little shot. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So the brand was founded on customization, which I think is amazing, because it's understanding that each one of us, by the way, you may wake up, your skin is your largest organ, 70% of your body. Your skin is going to wake up in the spring differently than the winter, differently than the fall. And by the way, so are your moods, depending on how you want to express yourself. So when you think about some of the things that you can customize, like you talked about Power Play, that's mm-hmm. also one of my favorite products. That is a matte high coverage foundation that is phenomenal. And if you love that look, but maybe you want to add a little bit of shimmer to it, you might add a little bit of like the rose gold custom enhancer drops. So it's all about like expressing yourself, and all of our products are meant to go together in any capacity that you want. And so it's not only about the color and getting that customization, but it's also about, you know, the coverage and your skin type. So for example, if you're, you know, oily, as we talked about, Power Plant might be a better choice. If you want to, or you have drier skin, Luminous Tinted Moisturizer might be great. So we have a number of different options, and it's just about playing and being creative and finding out what works best for your skin.
What shade of the custom enhancer drops is your favorite?
That is such a good question. I have like a number. I would say the rose gold or moonlight. I like moonlight too.
I think so. I'm sure you're aware of this, but 2 or 3 years ago, it was a Sephora gift, like a 100-point Sephora gift.
Okay. Yes.
The little tiny one.
Yep. The little tiny mini one.
So how does that work? Like, do you have to call up Sephora and be like, hey, can we get to be one of the points? I've always wondered how that works.
No, it's a little more coordinated than that. It takes, product development to do, usually to get a product from concept into a consumer's hand, depending on the brand, can take a few months to 2 years.
Yeah.
It really depends on how sophisticated the formula is and a lot of different factors. So that little GWP, if you will, that you're talking about from
Sephora. I love all the abbreviations you're using.
Yes.
A GWP of the CED.
If with purchase. I know. I'm so sorry. It's all acronyms.
I love it.
Okay, that's good. In terms of little miniatures, like we have some great samples coming out with Ulta. We planned these about a year ago. So Luminous Tinted Moisturizer is one you'll be able to try soon. So we believe deeply in letting the consumer try the product, you know, find the right shade, make sure it works with their skin tones, and then go from there. So yes.
Do you know if like the little GWP of
good usage.
CED. did it make the sales go way up?
It usually does,
yeah,
because it correlates to consumers trying it. And then they're like, oh my gosh, I need to go back and get the full size.
Yeah.
And what you can't count on is where they'll buy the full size product.
Right.
But yes, it usually does correlate with that.
I mean,
that's part of why you do it.
It shook me to my core. It's well, an incredible product.
It is. And it's a lot of fun.
I wish I could show you, but I had to discard them because they were too old. I had every color at one point.
I love it. You're hoarding them all. That's spectacular.
I had every color, like Beanie Babies I was collecting. I even had Halo.
Oh, Halo is a good one. She's a little trickier to use.
Yeah.
I won't lie. It does not quite work with my coloring.
Yeah.
But it looks phenomenal in a lot of different skin tones.
Well, I would use it on my lips.
Wow.
That Why not?
Is creative.
Get indeed. Freaky, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Sure. Yeah.
I'd put it in a little on the cheek at the end. You do the whole makeup and then just dab, 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 dab a little on the cheek.
Oh, a little on the cheek is magical. Yes. I agree with you on that.
I wish I could show you, but you know, they don't. What's their shelf life? A year?
About that. Usually we try in 2 years is what it's. Yeah. But it depends on how you treat them. If you're anything like me, I am not friendly always to my makeup products. I bring them in hot cars, leave them there by accident. That does not help them.
I wish I had talked to you prior because I probably could have gotten a little bit longer out of some of them. You know, they start to get a little chunky.
I understand.
Yeah. Things,
yeah. It's tricky. And as we talked about, depending on how you store them, you know, it makes a difference.
Yes. Well, I'm now going to make mine last even longer after I've spoken to you. I'm really careful with expiration dates. I've had several chemists on Natch Butte who have said to me, they're there for a reason.
Oh, they are. They absolutely are. Yeah. And you should. Absolutely.
Okay. I have a few. Oh, tell us some. Sure. You were hinting at this earlier. There are some exciting new things happening over or cover happening over at Cover FX.
Yes.
Tell us about the virtual try-ons.
Well, we came up with a few different things. There was one on Instagram to try our lip product that we launched this summer too. And it was monochromatic. So it goes with our monochromatic blush. So people loved that, like Pink Dahlia is one of the top shades.
Baby.
Yes. And so then you could actually, via this tool, you could actually see what it looked like on your cheeks, on your lips, and maybe even a little bit on your eyes, which was super fun. So that was native to Instagram. And we also have a number of different tools. Our head of e-commerce did an amazing job and spent almost a year working with an AR company. And basically what I'm super proud of is it has 200 different reference points on your face. Usually it's about 89. And this way it can be far more accurate in picking up shade and really making sure that the color lays the right way and gives you a realistic feel. So that's helping with shade matching and trying some of our other products too.
And that's on the website.
It is. Yes. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So everyone's sitting at home staring at themselves during quarantine. It'd be a great fun experiment. When I was younger, that was like those makeover games on your computer.
Oh, they were a little scary. And yes. I started looking at AR and augmented reality and virtual reality for makeup actually back at Clinique. So 15, 16 years ago. And they remind me of clip art, where yes. you would try and put lipstick on your face, but it would get really close to your nose.
Yep, yep.
And it was not the shade that you thought, and there were a lot of problems. So we have, I'm proud to say, my head of e-commerce did it the right way. So it's a great tool, and it's worth it, especially if you're staring at yourself on whether it's work or family Zoom calls, and you're like, I need a little pick-me-up.
Oh, yeah. Especially like, I have a feeling that the tester is over.
I don't know if it will be over forever, but I think there's no question it has morphed.
Yeah.
And I think consumer behavior and understandably, you know, the tester, I think, is going to be more individual samples
mm-hmm.
probably or more digital. But the idea of multiple different people touching the same product,
right?
I do think will probably evolve.
I'm going to be honest with you, Emily. There have been times in my life where I went into Sephora with no makeup on.
And you've done the full
face. And came out in a full beat.
Okay, that is spectacular.
Yeah.
That is intriguing.
Yeah.
And I would not recommend that right now.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think, and also like Hot Bar at Whole Foods. You know, like, I just feel like these are things that are going to be
reimagined.
Like history book pages.
Reimagined. There's mm-hmm. no question. And
yeah.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
And I'll be excited to see what happens because you think about all that space in a store. Imagine if you could turn that into something else.
Right.
It could be useful to the consumer, like showing more of how to use brushes, like the one we were talking about, to talking about ingredients. Hopefully more consumers care about ingredients.
Yes. We love an ingredient. We love an ingredient on Attribute. That is really interesting. I feel like you've already you're like literally all encompassing my questions to where I can't even ask them because you've already answered them.
But
I have a few questions
color?
For you.
Yeah, please keep going. Sure.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about Cover FX.
Yes.
And you've given some great advice about how to work hard. And if somebody said to you, like even me, because I'm honestly intrigued by this career path. If I was like, you know what? I really want to be a CEO of a beauty company one day.
Yeah.
What would you tell them? Especially like maybe a Gen Zer sort of coming into their career. What advice would you give them?
I guess it depends where you are in your career, to your point.
Yeah.
I think one of the most important things throughout your career is be humble.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible, I think, to be a leader if you don't have some level of humility, because humility opens you up to learning and listening.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about before, too, working hard, but it's working smart. I'm a big believer. It doesn't mean you have to work around the clock and be the last person on Zoom or in an office. It's about working smart and understanding how to prioritize. And then finally, as you rise within your career, ensure you have an amazing team around you and make sure that they know that they are highly valued, because you will never succeed alone.
Man, I want to work for CoverX.
Well, come visit us someday when we're out of the
bubble.
I know.
I'd love to. I want to go to the factory. I want to put on a little hazmat suit, head in there.
Don't we all look great in those hazmat suits?
Oh, yeah. Get the goggles
I personally
out.
Find the hairnet the part that brings it to the next level. Indeed.
Yes. It's very Laverne and Shirley.
Indeed it is. Yeah. And I loved that show.
Yes. So I want to talk to you about Emily Culp's self-care, because ooh, I think this is a self-care show.
Yep.
And we love to hear how women take care of themselves, particularly women in the beauty space. What are some personal self-care rituals that are a part of your daily life?
Well, I can't say I do this every day, but I do try and exercise. Mm-hmm. I find it my form of meditation. I've tried that enough. I don't excel at meditation.
Same.
But whether it's rotating between yoga, today I ran like 4 miles, weightlifting. I love weightlifting. So some form of exercise a few times during the week, if possible. I drink an insane amount of water to keep hydrated, because I do believe, especially regardless of what you do in your life, be in peak performance or physical is tied to mental condition. So like green tea, all of that good stuff. And I eat pretty clean.
Yeah.
I think it's also really important. I don't know if this is fully self-care, but it brings me a lot of joy, is when possible, a lot of the times it's on the weekends or in the morning, is playing with my kids. I have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old, and the innocence and just the joy they can bring you and turning situations around is amazing and inspiring. And the questions they'll ask you. So that brings me a lot of joy. Those are kind of my big things.
Do you have redheaded children?
Oh, that's a good question. Yes, I have. My daughter has super long, red, curly hair. And my son is also very fortunate, but he has blonde hair. So no one thinks he's related to me and my daughter. So that's a little tricky when we go out and people say, do you have any other children? And he's standing there.
Yeah. That makes my heart sing, because
there are only
my
so many
dream
recessive
is to have a redheaded child. Now, the odds are against me.
You keep hoping. We talked about optimism. Focus.
Yes, because it would vet me.
I understand.
If my kid is redhead.
There is some validation there.
Yes.
Indeed.
We'll see. We'll see.
My Anything's nephew, possible.
My nephew, my brother-in-law is a redhead. And my nephew was born with like strawberry blondie hair. And when I used to watch him when he was little, my sister was standing next to me, his mom, and she has dark brown hair. They would always think I was the mom.
It just happens.
And it made me so happy. I was like, yes, this is my redheaded child.
That's awesome.
I'm happy to hear that. That's exciting. Do your kids show any interest in your work? Meaning, are they into sunscreen? Are you getting them sort of early on into like how to take care of their skin?
Are you kidding me? Yes. So they are in sunscreen year round.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
they both have similar skin to me. But also, like, one of the things I did mention in self-care is, you know, especially during COVID, it's so nice to be able, whether it's a jade roller, or I have the opportunity to try a ton of new lab samples.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to try tons of moisturizers and color products. Yeah, my kids actually have been fascinated in the past year. They've seen how a product goes from innovation, the whole product development phase. And they're like, oh my gosh. So yeah, no, they love it. My
That's
daughter is
awesome.
The one who sees the little lab sample boxes come to the house, and she's like, when you're done, can I please play with it? So yes, they're involved.
That's so fun. I'm telling you,
yeah.
If only somebody would have told me to wear sunscreen when I was little.
Everybody should do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely everybody. Every gender, every race. It's important.
Yep. Okay, Emily, I have one last question for you.
Sure.
And this is, I'm going to be honest, not related to our work.
Oh, that's fine.
But you seem like a lady that's pretty with it in terms of what's happening in the world. You know, I don't know how domestic you are, if you like to cook. I don't know that much about
it. I bake.
Perfect. So this is a great question for you.
Go for it.
I'm getting married, like I said, in February. Yes. And I'm starting my registry. Do you have any must-haves on the registry? Because I don't even know what to put on it.
Okay. So yes, I do. I have a few. One, do you eat waffles?
I don't frequent them, but I'm not mad at the idea.
I'm just saying it's a fun thing to have, especially if you have friends over for brunch. I do think the waffle maker is a solid investment.
Okay.
A killer blender. If you like,
honey, I already have a Vitamix. That's a daily user.
I was going to say smoothies and other things.
Oh yeah.
I myself do enjoy also good coffee. So I don't know if you have an espresso maker or something else.
We don't have that. That's something I'm curious about.
And you can recycle the pods. I looked into it. It's very important. I'm trying to think of other things.
What are some baking objects you like?
Oh, I will say I like the Williams-Sonoma brand. I like all of their cookie sheets, all of that stuff. So my thing is I don't cook anymore so much for my family. My husband is amazing, but I bake. So my kids get to decide whether it's on the weekends or for your birthday. I will make you a life-size replica of an Oreo for your birthday. Or last year I made a fishbowl for my daughter with like seaweed gummies and little fish. Yeah. No, it's fun. It's just fun.
So should I get one of those KitchenAid mixers in the cute colors?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't go totally cute. Just pick a normal color because you'll hate it.
They have every color you can imagine.
Indeed they do. But I would highly recommend it. It is like carrying a 100-pound sack. It feels like it points, but it's worth it.
Yeah. I don't even know if I could carry it.
Indeed you could. It's also arm lifting. It's good for you.
Well,
get a mixer as well.
A what mixer?
Just a little plug-in mixer for small jobs.
Yeah, I don't
have
any. I'm not a baker, but I've started to make challah.
Oh, yeah.
That's my only thing I've baked so far.
No, you got to work on some basic cookie recipes. Yes. Everybody loves cookies.
Yes. Oh, I want to be that guy. You know what I mean? I want to be the cool mom that brings the cookies.
But you also have to give yourself the hard pass. I have also many a time not had time to make the cookies, and it is fine.
Yeah, you're busy. You're running a company. Give them a damn break.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, I don't even have kids yet, so I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's good for practice.
That's good to have rules of engagement in place. I love
it. Yes. Okay. Well, I'm going to officially put the KitchenAid mixer on my registry, and I have you to thank for that, Emily.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for your wisdom, your insight, telling us everything going on at CoverFX. I got to get that tinted moisturizer. I mean,
yes, you do. It is.
And I got to get a new bottle of Halo.
We'll work on that as well.
It's 2021. Why not go a little intergalactic?
That's correct.
Yeah. And I guess I should
celebrate.
For people who don't know, the custom enhancer drops, there's a color called Halo and it is holographic. I mean, the color is wild. It's like a purple shifting green,
blue.
Oh,
it's like an opal. It's insane.
It looks like a unicorn took a dump on your face in the best way.
Wow. I wouldn't have said that, but that can work. Sure.
Hire me for your marketing. I'll give you I'll give it to you straight.
Thank you. We'll think about that one.
Oh, man. Anyway, I love the product. It was an honor to speak with you today, Emily. Please tell us, for anyone who doesn't know, where we can find CoverFX on social media and also the stores where we can find it and the website, because we love a direct-to-consumer moment.
Well, thank you. You can find us at CoverFX.com. Mm-hmm. You can find us at Ulta stores, and you can also find us at Amazon.
Well, that's lovely.
Indeed.
We love an Ulta moment.
I think they're one of the most amazing partners in the universe. I agree.
We love to hear that. I mean, I love
the truth.
Well, you can get razors.
Yeah.
You can get everything you need in one place.
They are phenomenal partners, and we are honored to be working with them.
Very cool. Yeah. Ulta does ads on Natch Butte. So you know what? We love an Ulta moment. They're great to me. Thank you so much, Emily. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much, Jackie, for having me, and Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you so much. And to all the honeys listening, thank you. And remember that you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream up that neck and keep your fringe fresh. Emily, your neck looks fabulous. Do you cream your neck?
Of course I do.
Of course she does. She's a CEO. Of course she does.